Preparation of meals. If a woman could see the sparks of light going forth from her fingertips when she is cooking, and the substance of light that goes into the food she handles, she would be amazed to see how much of herself she charges into the meals that she prepares for her family and friends. It is one of the most important and least understood activities of life that the radiation and feeling that go into the preparation of food affect everyone who partakes of it, and this activity should be unhurried, peaceful, and happy. It would be better that an individual did not eat at all than to eat food that has been prepared under a feeling of anger, resentment, depression, or any outward pressure, because the substance of that life stream performing the service flows into that food and is eaten and actually becomes part of the energy of the receiver. That is why the advanced spiritual teachers of the East never eat food prepared by anyone other than their own chelas. And if the individual who sometimes is possessed of the only advanced spiritual understanding in the household, and who seems to have little time for personal application, would make the preparation of his or her culinary efforts an active charge of happiness, purity, peace, opulence, and freedom, what the other members will not get by study, they will eat. I might say that there are more ways than one of allowing the Spirit of God to enter the flesh of man. The Master Jesus used his hands almost constantly as conductors of the energy drawn from God, and charged them through the electrons of his great life stream with healing power for those requiring assistance. He and his disciples healed by the laying on of hands. In this manner, the electronic particles of the Master's energy were charged into the physical structure as well as into the mental, emotional, and etheric bodies of those requiring assistance. These particles of light remained with the individual and radiated the feeling of the Master long after he had proceeded on his way. His purpose in this was to sustain his consciousness in the individual thus assisted, lest the mass mind draw him back into his former way of thinking. Everybody close to the Master Jesus in the embodiment was literally covered with the stardust of his light, which was as tangible a robe of grace as was the white garment which he wore. Likewise, the whole planet was benefited by the radiation of his presence. Therefore, be careful how you speak, because every time you speak a word, energy rushes forth from your mouth and creates a thought form composed of the pattern of your life stream. If Saint Germain were to pronounce the word cat, that form would be composed of myriads of little open-ended crosses. And if Lord Buddha said the word cat, his thought form would be composed of tiny lotus flowers. It behooves us then to be careful how we use our energy, because according to the manner of sending it forth, do we receive happiness or otherwise on its return.